And yeah, may we now please welcome our next speaker, Anthony.
Good morning. My name is Anthony. I'm a grateful recovering alcoholic. Oh God, this is gonna be interesting. It's been a very, very interesting and wonderful time here. I'm really tired, so you're going to get my version of how this works for me in my life, how these traditions work in my life today. Again, I do have a sponsor. A lot of you all know that. I have a home group. This is the Beacon Group, and I am from Chicago. And I am responsible when anyone, anywhere, reaches out reaches out their hand for help. I am responsible for that. That is my responsibility. So when it comes to the traditions, I got a tradition list. And I must tell you, I've attended some meetings where things happened that shouldn't happen, but I kept my mouth shut, right? I have been asked to speak at some meetings that I had to turn down because I didn't agree with it, right? And there's been some open meetings. I'm just gonna talk a little bit about my experience when it comes to going to meetings. And you all don't know, but I am a dancer, and I've danced for over 20-some years, and I've teached in some Chicago public schools. And parents bring in the children over 6 years old, and the kids are in the meetings. And then the kid sees me in the meeting, and then I go to their school, and they raise their hand and tell their teacher, "That's the guy that's with my mommy at the meeting. So now all the kids know that their mommy is at a meeting with the guy. And they go, "What meeting?" "The AA meeting." So now our anonymity is broken. I have had to turn down meetings where sometimes it's an open meeting where people are coming in to learn at a hospital. Like nurses and doctors are coming in and they're sitting and they're taking notes and they're taking down information. And I had to stop in the middle of a meeting and ask the doctor not to take my information down because this is a doctor that comes to my store and he says, "Oh, I know you from the store. You work at Starbucks. You go to that meeting." Now everybody in the store knows that I'm in Alcoholics Anonymous because he talks about Alcoholics Anonymous. So I have to be very careful when it comes to my anonymity. So I'll talk about that. The other experience I have had when it comes to meetings is someone asked me to come out and speak online, and I didn't know, and I invited all of my Caucasian friends. But it was a cookout for Black folks. And then the opening of the meeting, they said something that I did not agree with. But when it comes to meetings, they can create their own, it's their own thing. They have autonomy, they can do that. But it is key, you tell the person that you're speaking what that is and just don't have them to come out and speak. Because I got a lot of people in my life and they're coming to the meeting. And the words were, "If you are not," I'm gonna just say it in my language from the street, "if you're not Black, you need to get off the meeting." Not that harsh, but that's how I heard it, right? I heard it like that, and I was offended. But they didn't say it like that. That's what my mind told me. So all of the people had to get, shut off the meeting, and they respected it because they have autonomy. And they did read their script, and they let them know why. So they have their reasons. I was asked to speak at another meeting by a sponsee. And I'll get into the rest of the stuff. I just want to give y'all a little background. A sponsee asked me to come out and speak, and there was a LGBTQ meeting. And I was like, "I don't want to speak there. You didn't tell me this in the beginning, what this meeting was about, right? And because now you just put some biases on me. And now you want me to speak about something you heard in my story. Not doing it. Not happening, right? So that's been my experience when it comes to meetings. Now I'll talk about tradition one is our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon AA unity. So I got this tradition checklist because I was a little like, I'm familiar with what was happening, being an Alcoholics Anonymous at 18. We're having fun. I wasn't thinking about no traditions and concepts, and I was just out there doing my thing. And the question came from this grapevine. These questions was originally published in AA Grapevine in conjunction with a series on the 12 traditions and began in November 1969 and ran through September 1971. While they were originally intended primarily for individual use, right? Many AA groups have since used these as a basis for widening of discussion. So what I did is I grabbed this so that I'm not running around here aimlessly and doing things I have no business doing. Now, I could get into the short version and a long form of each tradition, right? I had to sit down and do my work behind that. And I had to sit down and get some information. It took some time. It took some dedication, some discipline, and I'm not all of those things. I'm really busy in my mind, so that's too much work, right? But if I want to be a part of Alcoholics Anonymous and not violate any traditions or cause any harm or say the wrong thing or do the wrong thing or think the wrong thing like I did about that one group that invited me out, it was an honor and a privilege for them to invite me out. They played some cool Michael Jackson music, and I was introduced, and I was able to speak. But I was uncomfortable because I was thinking about the other people. I wasn't thinking about the group. That is their group, right? And it asked this question, am I in the group healing, mending, integrating person, or am I divisive, right? What about gossip and taking other members' inventory? Now, that is a question I must ask myself when it comes to tradition one. Is this happening in my life? See, I love inventory. I look at it like I'm checking myself. I'm doing a check, and I want to go back and reference that and find out more information about that. And I have to get real honest with myself. Am I doing this when I'm sitting in groups? Am I doing this when I'm sitting in a group of alcohol? Am I judging? Am I gossiping about another alcoholic who just comes in and, hey, my name is Jack, and he start ripping open the book and he start going at it. But he's delivering information for the newcomer and myself. Am I doing these things? I have to ask myself. Am I gentle with those who rub me the wrong way? Or am I abrasive? And when I ask myself that question and I get honest, I sit in a meeting and cross my legs and don't talk to anyone. Or when you walk up to me, do I shun, like, oh, I don't have time for you, or I look down at you. I'm not bringing unity. AA draws I draw a small circle when I'm not bringing it, but AA circle gets bigger around my circle, and people get in the middle of that. And if I talk about the legacies of Alcoholics Anonymous and that base, the recovery, the foundation, the service, and the unity, if I look at that, and am I bringing that to the group? It is my responsibility to bring that to the group. Do I make competitive AA arguments with other members? Am I doing that? And when I found this, I was like, oh, this is so cool because I have to really check myself. And I love looking at watching. Arisa talked about the 11th step, right? We watch. The 10th step, we watch. We make corrective actions. We think about the day. This gives me the opportunity to put 10, 11, and 12 into practice. And when I sit in a business meeting, right, such comparing one group with another or contrasting AA in one place with an AA in another. Am I looking at that? Is that part of who I am? The steps give me the opportunity to take a look at that. The steps give me the opportunity to do that. Am I informed about AA as a whole? Do I read the pamphlets? Am I even interested in the grapevine? No. Because I'll be lying if I told you I have a prescription and I had it for years. Right? Am I doing anything when it comes to that? Am I reading pamphlets? Am I reading the literature? Am I even working with a newcomer if I'm sitting up in here? Am I doing that work? Do I support every way I can, AA as a whole, or just the parts I understand and approve? So if you in here, right, and you just doing the 12 steps, there's some more. There's 24 more things that you got to do or be a part of. I had to make this stuff simple for me because the traditions is a lot. They got legacies, delegates, and people doing all this stuff. But if I focus in on just this little piece, I can take this and put it with the 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous and see where I land within this, because now I'm checking and I'm showing up differently. And now I have a little willingness because that looks hard, but this looks like, oh, I know I'm gonna do this, right? Do I spot? Like, it's like, do I go to enough AA meetings or read enough AA literature to really keep in touch? Do I go to enough meetings or am I hiding out like you just talked about in the good groups, structured groups? Or am I with the people that's in there talking about, man, my pot fell out the window. I put it out there and it fell, and you know, like it's they are disturbed by this situation. My shoes, you know how they talk about the person that has the issue with their shoelace and then like there's a car crash? That person is still deserves that conversation. And then my responsibility to show up for that. Do I share with AA all of me, the bad, the good, accepting as well as giving the help of fellowship? I do. The good, the bad, and I don't just come up here and shine. I don't just talk about what I do good or what great has happened to me. I take you from where it started, what's going on, and I go to get to the solution. And when I work with someone, I go from the beginning. I don't just say, love and kindness is our code. You need to practice that. No. This gives me clear-cut directions on how to be a part of Alcoholics Anonymous on another level. And I wanted to make it very simple because a lot of people shy away from the traditions. Because they think about the delegates and the groups and they think about so much. And a lot of the newer people, even our old timers, are just speaking and don't know nothing about this work. This work plays a major part. This is like, we have this thing with the company that I'm with, and they talk about the heartbeat. This is the heartbeat of Alcoholics Anonymous. Without this, we will perish. Because we have a way of being as alcoholics. Property and prestige and power. This aligns me. This keeps me getting back aligned. And the second tradition talks about God's will, right? It talks about that. Tradition 2. For our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God, as he may express himself in our group conscience. Our leaders aren't but trusting servants. They do not govern. Now, if you tell somebody that's been running a meeting, they ain't in charge. They'll get you, especially they call them bleeding deacons when they've been in a meeting for many years and they sit on the front row and you better not sit and they sleep. So my experience is when I first went to New York City and I sat in the wrong seat because it belonged to somebody that goes there for a long time, right? I wasn't wrong at all. I can sit wherever I want. But when you have bleeding deacons, imagine me having 30 days in Alcoholics Anonymous and his whole entourage of sponsees swarm me. Luckily, I had 17 years and I was sober in by numbers, but not in my mind at that time. So yeah, I let him have it. And he needed his group. But I remember this. I remember this. Do I criticize or do I trust, support my group officers, AA committees, and the office workers, newcomers, old timers? It took the lady that's been there for a long time to say, oh, he's so pretty. Leave him alone. That was an old timer. There was other group officers, people within the meeting seen it. So I had to shut up. Because imagine if I was a newcomer, one day, whatever, and I wandered in there and had a seat. So I have to be very mindful of what my responsibility is in Alcoholics Anonymous and how I approach people, right? Am I absolutely trustworthy, even in secret, with AA's 12 steps, job, or other AA responsibilities? Can my sponsee trust me to tell me everything? Or can you trust me to have a conversation with you about something? Sometimes I'm not supposed to tell AA business until all of the people in the group or the steering committee are done doing whatever they're doing, and then they tell me it's time for me to have that, to do what I need to do. Because I'll run out of the steering committee and be like, guess what they doing? They ain't even finished their voting on this. They haven't brought it to a vote. They're talking about it. So let's finish. So it's an opportunity for me to always watch, and it takes me always back to the step work. It keeps taking me back. Do I have to save face in a group discussion, or can I yield in good spirit to the group conscience and work cheerfully along with them? Do I need to save my face because I think I'm right? I have to ask myself those questions. So have you ever been in a business meeting and you're showing out because you think you know? What is the group conscious? What is missing? I have to ask myself, how do I bring God into this? How do I bring God into this? Because we have a responsibility. Although I have been sober few years and I'm still willing to serve my term at AA chores. Now, I'm gonna be honest with y'all. When they tell me I'm doing cigarette butts, I'm like, nope. See, y'all don't get it. That spiritual pride and spiritual ego, because I have 32 years, I'm like, I ain't putting away them chairs. Give me something else to do. Spiritual pride, spiritual ego, all of that stuff, because I think that I'm somebody because I have time in Alcoholics Anonymous. I have to watch that behavior. Constantly take me back to step 10, 11, and 12. When I am looking at these traditions in that way. In a group discussion, do I sound off about matters of which I have no experience and little knowledge? Yes. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. But I run around with the long versions of the traditions in my pocket. I run around with this so I don't open my mouth. I'm armed with facts to be careful. And if you're not doing this work, this is the simplest way you can get involved in Alcoholics Anonymous. And I'm presenting it to you in this way because it is the fun way to do it. Because I am always going back to 10, 11, and 12, and I am being released from the bondage of self, what I think I know and who I think I am in this meeting. I get to be honest. And I remember when I first asked my sponsor, when he was like my first sponsor, we did everything in the book. And then I was like, can we do the traditions? He looked at me like I had hurt his feelings. He was shocked. He's like, I don't do that part. You might want to go with them. Oh, so I went and asked his grand sponsor, my grand sponsor. And he looked at me like, oh, you want to do that? Like, it's a problem. It's too long. It's too much work. So within Alcoholics Anonymous, they created something like service sponsors. Y'all heard of that? That's so cute. Service sponsor. Get a service sponsor. Get a tradition checklist and see where you at. Go get a pamphlet and sit down and talk to your sponsor and say, can you take me through this work? What is this? Ask the question, because a lot of sponsors around in Alcoholics Anonymous want to do this work with you. They want to do it. And I'm so grateful I have a sponsor that when you're done with the 12 steps, we move to the 12 traditions. When you're done with the 12 traditions, we move to the concepts. I ain't really interested, but I do it because I need to be armed with facts when I show up in Arista and say, Anthony, how do you feel about doing the 12 traditions? I'm like, oh, God. Yeah, whatever you want me to do. Right? Because I need to show up. Whenever the hand of AA reaches out, I go for it. Do I want to do it? No. Do I want to sound amazing? Yes. Do I want to sound like I have the knowledge? Yes. Do I want you to see me a certain way? Yes. Back to the steps. Look at my inventory. Look at what I do have. Step two told me it's just the willingness and whatever I have is enough. This is enough to present today. This is what I got. I do have other information, but this is what needs to be presented. This is a gift. It's scary because I want to know how you think of me. And when y'all get quiet out there and someone's delivering a message, it's like, whoa, what am I doing wrong? Back to the steps. Back to the steps. The traditions will take me back to 10 and 11 all the time and put me in 12 in a heartbeat. Tradition 3, the only requirement for membership is a desire to stop drinking. Now, how many of y'all haven't had a drink? Look, I said, that was very shocking. I was waiting. Wow. Just, I wanted to know if you had a drink, because you know what? There's a long form to the tradition at this point where it talks about alcoholism. So you still can be here. The desire stopped. Now it's like, oh, I don't have a desire. But there's alcoholism. The long form talks about alcoholism, right? And we still get to be here. And I love it. In my mind, I'm just gonna go past that. Is there some kind of alcoholic who I privately do not want in my AA group? You laugh because you know it's true. There's a meeting where you do not want somebody showing up. Who are you? They have the right to be here. If they say that they're an alcoholic, they're an alcoholic. That's what it says. You give them that. grace. I give them that grace. I sit there and I listen to people talk and I'm like, oh, this isn't an alcoholic. I had a conversation just the other night with some AA members and, you know, we were talking about people asking us to come out to meetings, right? And speak at CMA meetings or other AAA meeting stuff outside Alcoholics Anonymous. It is hard because we are aware of the traditions and we don't want to violate the traditions by going into these people meetings speaking about Alcoholics Anonymous when it's another substance. So sometimes I have to say no. But if they allow me to speak on this level, right, about they ask me to come and speak about Alcoholics Anonymous, I get to do that. That's a privilege for me to do. Do I set myself up and judge whether a newcomer is sincere or phony? I know you giggle because you know you do it. Don't even sit here, Anthony, and say you don't do it. Back to the steps. The traditions always take me back to the step work. It says that. You always go back to the step work. It always gives me an opportunity to check myself. And that's me judging. I can't determine if they're telling the truth. My responsibility is to sit down and have a conversation with them and do the work. And if they're telling the truth or not, I did my job and I stayed sober for that hour, that 30 minutes, and I did my, that was my responsibility. Am I overimpressed by the celebrity? Y'all, I can't give you a show. I'm not impressed. I'm not impressed. Now, I do know some heavy hitters in Alcoholics Anonymous, and they have been put in the place of celebrity. I remember when I first came around, they were selling their CDs or their tapes. I was like, who was that? Oh, that's so-and-so. Oh, he's a celebrity. Or when I met some of the celebrities that's in Alcoholics Anonymous. I must treat them like an AA member. You run into them all the time. Sometimes I think I'm a celebrity. I done danced on those stages too, right? And the person I'm impressed with today is you. I'm impressed with you. My responsibility is to sit with you, have a conversation. Really, you're phony, telling the truth. I am impressed because you are a true member of Alcoholics Anonymous, and you're a miracle, and you are a light, God-given gift to Alcoholics Anonymous, an opportunity for me to have one more hour sober to sit with you. I'm so impressed with who you are. That's what I get. That's how this simple thing worked for me. When someone turns up at AA needing information to help, even if he can't ask for it out loud, we just had that question. Does it really matter to me what he does for a living, where he lives, what his domestic arrangements are, whether he had been to AA before, what his other problems are? I love this because I really get to check myself when I'm looking at you and judging you. Because I can look at, I'm just saying, when I first came around, I would look at people and be like, ooh, they got a lot of money. How, what's wrong with them? The shoes. I can look at you and now I wanna, you don't belong here. If they bottom out, drinking two glasses of wine and they have a Land Rover, it's okay. Because they said they are a member of Alcoholics Anonymous. That's their bottom. And if they don't, if they if something else happens in the process of us in Alcoholics Anonymous and they hit another bottom, they'll get there. It is not my responsibility to tell them that they haven't hit a bottom. Because whatever that two glasses of wine was doing to them for that day and took them, it did something that they came in that meeting and raised their hand and say, I need help. So their Land Rover, their beautiful house, their nice clothes, I still have to do my responsibility. But I'm an alcoholic. I want to judge you and take your inventory. That ain't no excuse. If I'm a recovered alcoholic in this work, I've done some inventory. It does not matter. They get an opportunity. Tradition 4, each group should be autonomous, except in matters affecting other groups as a whole. I really like this tradition because we love making other groups when we get mad because that group, just give a room and a pot of coffee and you'll make up a group over there. But here's the thing about making up groups is that you really want to be mindful, Anthony, when you create that group. There's a group over here doing something. So have a conversation in spite of the resentment because y'all might want to do the same thing. So you want to have a conversation about that. At some point, you want to get with your GSRs. You want to get it to the delegates. You want to get it all up there because AA might be doing that. And you might mess with the whole thing. Because I had a group where we was doing a big book study. It was at 6 o'clock. Another group decided they wanted to be better, and they did it at 5:30. So let's take these members and have them come here and do this and do that. Like, what you think I did? I said, okay, everybody, let's go to the 5:30 meeting. I'm not creating havoc in Alcoholics Anonymous. The traditions has taught me that I don't have to do that. I'm not creating that havoc because I got a resentment because group nine, three, nine, and 11, and we got the promises over here. And they're on the same day at the same time because you mad because you can't say what you want to say in the promises. So I'm going to make 3, 9, and 11 over here. And then when 3, 9, and 11 want to do a party, the promises want to do the party on the same day. Now we got this fight going on. Every time they ready, they doing. But no one's taking it to the next level. Because guess what's happening? There's an AA convention happening on that day. And no one's taking it. I think we go down on the triangle. No one's taking it down to get the information they need to support AA as a whole. No one's done that work. So I do that at my job. Now I'm gonna tell you, like in my job, in my household, when I was with my daughter's mom, I made that decision and didn't take it down because she was planning dinner and I was planning that. We didn't have a conversation, cause havoc. We supposed to be here somewhere she had planned, but I had planned something else, causing disruption, not thinking about the other person, not thinking about other people. In Alcoholics Anonymous, that triangle goes this way, and they're not thinking about Alcoholics as a whole, Alcoholics Anonymous as a whole, and what Alcoholics Anonymous is putting together for AA on that day. So we're all just doing what we want to do. But Alcoholics Anonymous has put something together for all the people in AA, and no one had a conversation with them. That's what happens. Do I insist that there are only a few right ways to do things? Of doing things in AA. If I can be honest, yeah. There's only one way to run a meeting. No. There's no, everybody doesn't have to wear a suit and tie. Everyone doesn't read the 12 traditions. Everyone does not read the preamble. I'm sorry. So when you're sitting there mad because they're not doing it like your group does it, you'll be okay. Because there's a newcomer in the back that needs to talk to you. Like you said, sit in the back and have a conversation. You'll get over them not reading the 12 steps or the preamble. Because everyone doesn't have to do it the same. Does my group always consider the welfare of the rest of Alcoholics Anonymous? Not all the time, because Alcoholics Anonymous is doing this big thing, and you've already done had a party on the same day. They're raising money for Alcoholics Anonymous. But you and this other group is fighting and forgot to have a conversation with them. Not all the time. Or near... I'm going to just turn the page. Do I put down other members' behavior when it's different from mine, or do I learn from it? Real honest questions. Do you do this? Inventory. Back to 10. You laughing, right? 10, 11, and 12. He ain't acting right. Why is she coming in here with that little skirt on? Yeah. Oh, look at them. Yeah. Oh, she got too much makeup. What is wrong with him? He's sober. I know it's funny, but it's so true when it lands. When it resonates and lands on you, you're like, wow, I actually do that. What is wrong with me? That's why it's 10, 11, and 12. Get with it. She just talked about it. We'll set up, I'll get ready for that day and ask God, I'll be divorced from everything and walk into a meeting and see you and be like, oh, I can't stand when you're here. Why is he raising his hand? Always got something to say. But I just got off my knees doing my upon awakening. And I'm in the 9 o'clock meeting, just angry. Forgot I did all that work, and I'm angry. And I brought every last one of them with me, all of me, the dancer, the writer, the poet, the boy that's in self-pity, the one that lost his mommy, the one that blames you, the one that doesn't want to go to work because he thinks he needs to be somewhere else other than work. Like, I bring all of this, and I'm looking at you, oh, he gonna raise his hand and start talking about God. But I'm always, you know, that's what it is, and I have to ask myself this question. Do I always bear in mind that to those outsiders who know I'm an AA, I may, to some extent, represent our entire fellowship? With that behavior, I hope not. Oh, good. With that behavior, I hope not. Tradition 5, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the alcoholic who still suffers. Do I ever cop out by saying I'm not a group? I am not. I am not a group. So this is the tradition that doesn't apply to me. I ain't a group, I'm by myself. I thought it was a we program. A we program. I'm not a group, I don't belong to that group. Yeah, okay. Am I willing to explain firmly to the newcomer the limitations of AA help, even if he gets mad at me for not giving him a loan? Here we go. Do you have that conversation? Are you afraid to have uncomfortable conversations in Alcoholics Anonymous? Let's not think about money. If you have a friend and they're suffering, are you afraid to have the true conversation with them? Sometimes it's uncomfortable. for me, it's uncomfortable, and it's uncomfortable in my household to have those crucial conversations with people in my life because I don't want to get them upset, or I don't want to lose their friendship. I'm letting them suffer because I'm not being honest. Am I leaning into that, or am I leaning into the solution and having that conversation with them? Do I help my group in every way I can to fulfill on my primary purpose? Someone say, I heard you're stealing from Alcoholics Anonymous if you're not doing service. You're stealing. I was like, stealing? And when they call you and ask you, can you chair this meeting or can you be this? And you, nope, I'm busy. I do that. But when Arissa called me and said, hey, can you do, I was like, whatever you want me to do. When I hung up the phone, I was like, what are you doing it for? I just signed up for school. Why did I say yes to that? Because I want to look great. Not good, I want to look amazing. And I don't want to fail. Right? But God does something. You seen that line? I was like, no, it's no this. You get right to it. He makes things happen. He puts you in a situation where you are uncomfortable and you get to grow. And I am relieved. I go back to that third step. I'm relieved from the bondage of self, what's going on in my head, what has me telling me I'm not good enough. All of this story, I'm relieved for that when I stand up in front of you and get raw and get honest and give you what I have. Right? That's what I can give you. Tradition 6. A group I've never endorsed, finance, or lend the AA name to any related facility or outside enterprise. Lease property or money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. Is it good for the group to lease a small building? Is it? Do you know if it is? There you go. Because sometimes you have to rent a place. You have to rent a place. And this tradition talks about how we have to pay people for working for us. Some of these, they have to rent a place. So a lot of people, where's that money going? Should the secretary or their group serve for the mayor advisory committee on alcoholism? Should you? Like, these are questions that I have to, like, dig into because I don't want to do something wrong at this point. And then if I don't know it, guess who I got to call? I got to call someone like Arissa and be like, Arissa, does this sound wrong? Because what am I supposed to do here? I don't understand this. I got to get humble enough and say, I don't understand this. Can you help me and walk me through this process? And that's why people think they can get a service sponsor when you can just call an AA member. That's kind of new to me, service sponsor. Some alcoholics will stay sober around AA only if we have TVs and card rooms, right? If this is what is required to carry the message to them, should we have these facilities? See, it asks you the questions to go digging so that you can learn because you'd be like, let's open up an AA treatment center and we can put cars in there and then we'll have people do this and da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And then they'll stay. No. It asks me these questions so I can go digging into doing the work. I love Tradition 7 because everyone thinks it's about money. Everyone think it's about this money. Tradition 7. Every A group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. Should the grapevine sell space to book publishers, drug campaigns? It could make a big profit. Or should I become an AA coach? Ooh. Y'all heard about those? No. I heard about those coaches. I'm an AA coach. Or the other thing is, self-supporting when it comes to your spirituality, right? The spirituality of the group. Are you self-supporting? Are you doing the work? Are you putting in? See, everyone thinks it's about money. Remember, there's a God. Are you bringing God into this? Are you putting into that basket? Are you putting into your basket? Are you doing the work, Anthony? Are you doing the work, Anthony? Are you doing inventory, Anthony? Are you working with another alcoholic, Anthony? I thought it was always about the money. I thought it was always about, I can pay my bills, I can do this, I got a job. Am I spiritually fit? Am I aligning my will with God's will? That's what I think about self-supporting. And now I can help financially in Alcoholics Anonymous. I can come in and give $2 because I'm thinking like $2 is way too much. It's free. But now I'm thinking I got some clarity. I can show up different in Alcoholics Anonymous. Alcoholics Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service center may employ special workers. Do I sometimes try to get some reward, even if not money, for my personal AA efforts? I can't sponsor you and tell you to Venmo me later. But they got coaches do that. There's AA coaches that you Venmo after you met with them for an hour. That's not Alcoholics Anonymous. That is not what AA does. I can't make money off of AA. They have asked me many times to talk to them about Alcoholics Anonymous because I'm 18 and where I come from and I'm black and I'm from the West Side and I went through this and they say, we're going to pay you. No, you ain't paying me nothing because I don't represent Alcoholics Anonymous at that level. Because then I have people following Anthony. And then Chris would be like, well, I did this, and then, man, Chris is going at it. Who's the best? And we done forgot about the primary purpose of Alcoholics Anonymous. I cannot do that. Because they've asked me over and over again, can I have your story? You are the face for Alcoholics Anonymous. I ain't nothing. I'm a recovering alcoholic that go to meetings and sit down with other newcomers and do the work in the big book. You're not getting my story. And they ask me again. I just got a text message from a publisher. When are we talking? You're not talking to me. I don't know who gave you my number. You can write as many books as you want. You're not getting mine. I do not represent Alcoholics Anonymous because I don't want to be that person that thing happens, because it has happened. Somebody's face has went up there, and they have went down, and they said, wow, look at Alcoholics Anonymous. You'll never say it was Anthony. That's not happened. AA as such never be organized, but we may create service boards and committees directly responsible for those they serve. That is tradition 9. Do I still try to boss things around in AA? Yeah, you left, right? Because, you know, we want it to go the way we want it to go. Right? You want to be right or happy. And you want both, right? That's when you got chaos. That's when you got chaos. But when you bring God in to that meeting, to that business meeting, it brings it back to where it's supposed to be. Because we want both. But when we go back to that tradition and we bring God into it, it changes the game because you're not in charge. Do I exercise patience and humility in an AA job that I take? Am I willing to do that? Not all the time because this is customer service. when you're working with another alcoholic and you making coffee and they're like, where's the coffee? Who brought the cookies? And you're like, but it's supposed to be a service commitment, right? And we have forgotten that. Because the one newcomer that like Oreo cookies, I heard about y'all Oreo cookies, right? They want the Oreo cookies. And you like, what? No. Give them the Oreo cookies. Make sure you have them for them. Tradition 10. Alcoholics has no opinion on outside issues, hence the AA name, or never be drawn into public controversy. Right? Can I honestly share my own personal experience concerning any of those without giving my impression I'm stating the AA opinion? I don't have nothing to say about no presidents. I don't have nothing to say. I don't have nothing to say about no preachers, no rabbis, no ministers. I don't bring it in here. The doctors, I don't know what they do. They prescribe you some pills, that's between y'all. I have no opinion on that. It's okay with me. So it ain't my business. Leave them people alone, Anthony, and that's what this gives me, to leave people alone. Stop getting in other people's business. Stop trying to tell people how to live their life. My job is to sit across the table with you, read the big book, see how we can get you connected to God, see what we can get you to work on, and make sure I stay sober in the process. That is my responsibility. 11, our public relation policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the press, radio, and film. Now it's Facebook and Instagram and TikTok. I'm just putting that out there because when you have an AA party, they want to put you on the TikTok in the Facebook and say, we was at this sober event. Be mindful. Am I always careful to keep the confidence repost in me as an AA member? Am I careful with other people? Do I take care of myself and others? Watch that post. Don't film people. Don't record people, Anthony. You're not in charge, dude. They didn't ask you. Back to step 3. I want to direct. I'm putting up a show, and you're in it. And now I'm putting your business out there. That is not my responsibility. This is how I do the traditions. This is how I make it easy for me and my sponsees. Because sponsees today, some of them don't want to do this. And some old timers are not interested in it. So I have to make this very interesting and very simple because I don't want people to shy away. And this is the easiest way I can get it across to you and I can lean it on you so you can go somewhere and sit back and think about it. And when I'm sitting in my house and I'm like, I want to do something fun, I actually whip this out and start reading it and checking myself to see how I'm acting. It's kind of fun. And it's you laugh at it. You're like, I am really doing that. I am really out here doing that. And the best thing about it is sitting with my sponsor and he's never seen it. You know how I felt. He's like, why don't you bring that to our tradition? Oh, yes, I will. Because this is what helps me stay current in Alcoholics Anonymous. This brings me back to step 1, the unity of Alcoholics Anonymous. This tells me what my responsibility is in Alcoholics Anonymous. I do it this short way, but I also keep this, because this is what I look at. Now, I can't read you all this whole like PowerPoint and go through it, but there is a cool way of digging into these and looking at the long version of these. And finding out about things that you don't know, and you're like, wow, that is why they act like that? There's nothing wrong with that. I'm gonna give you the last one. Tradition 12. Anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all our traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Y'all ever heard people say, it's principles before personalities. It's spiritual principles. Spiritual principles, spiritual personality. Like, spiritual principles. These are 36 spiritual principles. They're not just principles. When I do not trust AA current servants, who do I wish had the authority, the strength? Who do I wish when I want that person? You don't work out. I don't trust you. I want to put somebody else in charge. It's not my business. My anonymity, spiritual foundation, I maintain that by doing 10, 11, and 12. I maintain that by doing inventory. And it brings me back to unity. It brings me back to that circle triangle. The three legacies, the recovery, service, unity. Recovery, service, that, like, unity is all of us saying it. We do it in a unison, right? We say it together. So that's where it brings me back to, and I have to get smack dab in the middle of it. And I'm uncomfortable in the middle of it. Because I think I have to be a certain way, and I think I have to show up a certain way. And all they say is show up just like you are, ask for help, and do the work. Fall in love with yourself. Give yourself the opportunity to be a part of what Alcoholics Anonymous has to offer. Be willing to trust the process. It's really not bad. I ain't got nothing else to do. I would be a drunk if I wasn't doing this. My name is Anthony, and I'll keep coming back.